The European Union agreed today to additional sanctions on Zimbabwe, which include visa bans and asset freezes. The EU has refused to recognize President Robert Mugabe's re-election in a June 27th runoff, in which he was the only candidate. The sanctions came as talks between Zimbabwe's ruling and opposition parties began at a secret location in South Africa today, in a first step toward resolving the country's myriad of problems. President Mugabe and opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai agreed yesterday to formal talks on sharing power to end Zimbabwe's political crisis. Gunter Zimmermacher is the editor of South Africa's Catholic weekly, The Southern Cross, and he says there is skepticism that the negotiations will be successful.
A handshake does not undo the accumulated mistrust which exists between Mugabe and Tsvangirai and the supporters and their parties. Attacks on opposition supporters reportedly have still been continuing, and it's going to be interesting to see if Mugabe is going to be able to put the genie back into the bottle, so to speak, as far as violence is concerned. And there are still various conditions that have to be sorted out. Mugabe will insist that Tsvangirai and the MDC recognize him as the legitimate head of state. That could be a deal breaker. This could be the sort of thing that is going to put the whole memorandum of understanding immediately out of the picture. And Tsvangirai, of course, is going to have his own demands. I'm not sure if he is going to accept that Mugabe is the legitimate head of state of Zimbabwe. But things in Zimbabwe have become so bad that any good news is going to be very much welcome and encourage some sort of hope that things are going to improve.